stroke of its mane, it turns into a plane, and then it turns back again when you tug on its wing gear.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Do you think so? Well, I better not show you where the lemonade is made. Sweet lemonade, sweet lemonade, sweet lemonade, yeah, sweet lemonade.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm the biggest idiot ever.
Welcome to episode 2 of the All Out Podcast. You can find us on podomatic.com/All Out Podcast. Plus, we always add it to our Facebook and post links from there and Twitter as well. Today, on this episode, I'm a little pumped. You'll have to excuse me. New Walking Dead debuted tonight. Well, tonight for me. It was a few hours ago. I was pretty excited about it. But of course, if you're listening to this and it's not in the wee hours of the Monday Columbus Day morning, ignore that few hours ago thing, because it's probably been a while if you're listening. Like, Friday, it obviously didn't debut tonight, but it's still really good. Really, one of those episodes that you get a feeling is just a setup for the entire season. Not a lot of extremely intense things, but a few things that I think are going to definitely play out as the season goes along, and I don't want to get into it because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I hate when stuff gets spoiled for me, but it was really good. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season, and you know, the show in general. I think it's going to last for a while. It's a pretty big deal. If you don't like it, other people do, so get on board because it's everywhere. I'm actually wearing a Walker Bait zipper hoodie right now. My girlfriend got me last year for Christmas. Yes, it was for Christmas. It's warm because it's chilly out here, and I'm enjoying the weather. I like it when it's kind of chilly. I love fall. Another thing that comes with fall and with New Walking Dead is there's new TV shows that are out right now, and new seasons, obviously, of old TV shows. But I want to talk a few minutes and play some clips from these new shows. I have a few clips I'm going to play for you. I have two winners and a loser. Actually, the loser will be last, because I want to vent on it a little bit, but I'm gonna take things off with a new season of The Big Bang Theory. And The Big Bang Theory, it's the same show. I mean, if you like it, you like the new season. If you don't care for The Big Bang Theory, then you probably don't care about the new season. But I like it a lot. I think it's one of the funnier shows on TV, one of the funnier shows I've seen in years, actually. I didn't actually come on board until season 3 or so. I don't really have a good excuse. I just never got around to watching it. And then I watched all of season 1 and all of season 2 and started watching the new ones. And now I've seen all of them. And I like every one. I've not seen a bad episode of The Big Bang Theory. Some people just don't care for it. More power to you, I suppose. But it's kind of like The Walking Dead. It's pretty popular. A lot of people are watching it, so once again, get on board with it. But at the end of last season of Big Bang Theory, one of the main characters, Leonard, gets chosen to go on a sea voyage, so to speak, for a Stephen Hawking-led group of scientists that are studying something. I don't remember what. It doesn't really matter. So the end of last season saw Leonard, you know, leaving for a little bit, and the opening to the new season, Leonard comes back a few days early and doesn't tell Sheldon about it, and he wants to spend some time with his girlfriend, and I don't blame him. You know, I mean, I'd want to spend some time with my girlfriend after being away for the summer too, you know? So he sneaks back in, and Leonard's unaware, which leads us to this clip right here from the new season of The Big Bang Theory.
I'm sorry, I'm just distracted by something that happened over at Penny's.
What happened?
I fear Penny is being unfaithful to Leonard.
What?
She claimed to be alone, when there was obviously someone else in her apartment. I have no choice but to assume the worst, given Leonard's lengthy sea voyage and her famously ravenous nether regions.
I don't think Penny would cheat on Leonard.
Oh, really? She and I once had a staring contest. She clapped really loud and made me blink. It's a small leap from there to sexual infidelity.
You're being ridiculous.
Amy, there were Chinese food containers in the trash can.
Poor Leonard. Do you hear anything?
I hear a woman's voice.
Is it Penny?
But no, it's you. All right, I hear whispering and giggling. Now I think I hear kissing.
Like you know what kissing sounds like.
There's kissing in Star Trek, smarty pants.
Let me listen. Sounds like Leonard.
Please. Why would Leonard come home early and waste his time kissing Penny when he could be hanging out with his best buddy? Yeah, that's it. I'm catching her in the act.
No, Sheldon, don't.
Aha!
What the hell?
Leonard?
Sheldon, you cannot just barge in here like that.
Right. Penny! Penny! Penny!
So there's some Big Bang Theory. I love it. I love every second of it. It's a great show. And like I said, get on board with it because it's lasting for a while. A lot of people enjoy the show, and I'm not alone. And if you don't like it, to you. Another show that is a comedy that's on now. This isn't a new season. This is a new series. It's on Fox. It's called Dads. I started watching the show because it just looked like it was going to be great. The cast is awesome. Giovanni Ribisi and Seth Green. And it's there's a lot of involvement from Seth MacFarlane. I know that he's either the writer or the producer or maybe both. But he's got a lot to do with the show. And I like some Seth MacFarlane. I mean, I've always liked Family Guy. I don't care so much for the Cleveland show. Cleveland was my least favorite character on Family Guy. So I've watched like two episodes of that. But it's not, you know, different strokes for different folks. It's also popular. And, you know, Ted was really good. And that was kind of his first popular way of doing live action stuff. And with Dads, I think he's hit another home run. I mean, it started off really slow. I thought maybe I had made a mistake in wanting to watch it. It had funny moments in the first couple episodes, but overall it just didn't feel like it was going to be good. And I was pretty disappointed. And then it got really good, actually. They found their stride, and I enjoyed it a lot. The setup for Dads is Giovanni Ribisi and Seth Green run a really successful video game company. And for different reasons, their dads come to live with them. They don't live together. Like, Giovanni Ribisi is got his own house, and he's married, and he has kids, and he's responsible. And then you have Seth Green, who lives in this bachelor pad apartment, and he's, like, the crazy type of character. And their dads come to live with them, and it just causes all kinds of chaos. And here is a clip from Dads from Seth Green's apartment where he's brought a girl home.
God, was that a ghost?
Hopefully soon. I'm not looking, I'm not looking. Brunette, I'm not looking.
Dad, what are you doing?
I gotta use the bathroom.
Why don't you use the one upstairs?
Upstairs is for liquids only.
Why do you always do this?
Always. How many girls do you have up here?
A ton!
Ew. Gross, I'm out of here.
No, oh, come on, don't
Where
leave.
Where are you going? It's San Francisco. Be happy he's into you and not me.
So there's some dads. I think it was, you know, it's one of those shows. Like, it's funny enough that I keep going back to it. So I'm looking forward to see where that goes. That's on Fox. Check it out. And a funny show that started up that I also was really looking forward to was a show with Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar called The Crazy Ones. And in The Crazy Ones, Robin Williams, Sarah Michelle Gellar, father-daughter team that run this ad agency, this big marketing deal. And, you know, I'm gonna play it, and then I'll talk a little bit about it. Here's a clip. Actually, it's a promo with several episodes from The Crazy Ones.
I could have been somebody.
Yes. I got him on the rope. Does he not look gas? Come on, bring it, Gumby.
Boom! You got knocked out by a girl.
Welcome, Clan McDonald.
It looks like somebody had an unhappy meal.
Simon, I have something difficult to say.
Is it rubber baby buggy bumpers? I struggle with that one.
Authenticity. Real.
We're fired. That's the rumor. Zach sleeps around. He hears things. He may have even slept with somebody here in this room. I propose we redo that 1972 spot and upgrade the images. Combine that with the right voice. Someone incredible.
Someone gettable?
Someone famous.
Get me that voice.
Perfect.
By tomorrow.
Even better.
Can you be serious?
Well, maybe for a second. No, see? Sorry.
Look at me.
I love doing that. Isn't she beautiful? You have your mother's eyes.
Dad.
Do that thing that reminds me of her, please. Just once. It's so cute.
I'm leaving you.
That's it. That's her. Feel like I'm back in court. Take half.
Do not encourage him. Okay, just
Let's start
the
with a smile.
Mmm.
Are you married to this look? Because
face,
bring it
yeah,
down.
Great. And
bring
chew
it down
it
a little bit. No,
more,
that's
no,
going
no,
up.
Face.
All right,
and
now spit.
Face.
Bucket right there.
Dad McDonald's is our biggest client. What are we gonna do?
Well, for starters, I'm having drinks with Kelly Clarkson. I'm gonna need some meat. Zach! Vaya con queso, amigo!
I want to change my image.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do your commercial,
mm-hmm.
but I want to sing about sex.
Ooh. We are so fine with that.
Perfect.
Boss. Secret sauce.
Drive through loving.
Oh.
Drive drive through loving.
Booty shake, booty shake, booty shake, booty shake.
You didn't give me enough ketchup
packets.
Oh my god! It ain't the meat, it's the motion.
This is a sex song.
I know, isn't it fantastic?
No.
This is the new Kelly.
Oh, yeah!
We're gonna have to sanitize that whole area.
What? We still got it, you handsome son of a bitch.
So that's The Crazy Ones, and like, okay, here's my deal. This is why this one's the loser. I like Robin Williams as much as the next guy. He's hilarious, you know. He had so many popular movies that I love, you know. I like all of them. But in those movies, it's not just Robin Williams being insane the whole time. It's like for this, they had some big executive meeting and they brought Robin in and they're like, hey, Robin Williams, you know how you were really popular in the 90s because you had all these movies that had these spots in them where you just went insane? Well, we want you to do that for a half an hour straight. And while you're breathing, we'll have one of the worst actresses of our generation, Sarah Michelle Gellar, in there for some eye candy for the guys. And we'll have this other unnamed guy that his name, well, he's not unnamed. You get the point. Zach. This character, Zach, who's this big sexual deviant and all the girls think he's attractive. They're the eye candy there, and you're just going to go nuts, and everybody's going to love it, and everybody loves you, so everybody's going to watch the show. It doesn't work. That's the only problem with it. Robin Williams doing these things where he's just, he appears to be insane, it works in small doses, but not for a half an hour at a time. It just is the wrong way to go with the show. It could have been really funny. It does have some funny jokes. I mean, the writers they're there. They're doing their job well, but they need to tone Robin Williams down. And if they do, I'll come back to the show. But as of right now, it's off of the DVR schedule. I'm not recording any more of it. I gave it a 3-episode try. It's just not for me. If you like it, feel free to, you know, argue with me about it on our Facebook or on Twitter. you know, or make up your own podcast and talk about how Heavy J is wrong and the All Out podcast is stupid. Or don't. I don't really care. That's my opinion. I think Robin Williams is an amazing actor. I'm not talking shit about him at all. I just think the show, it doesn't work. It's not as good as Dad's with Seth Green, for crying out loud. So that's my little TV spiel for right now. I'll come back to some more shows, I'm sure, as the seasons go on. And it's a good time for TV. There's a lot of good stuff on. I don't watch a lot of TV. You know, thank goodness for DVR. I wouldn't watch anything at all. I did make a point to make sure that I watched The Walking Dead tonight when it started because I didn't have to work. Because tomorrow's Columbus Day. So I get a day off. So I can stay up and I can watch The Walking Dead. Which is a good thing. It's awesome. Good season, last season, one of the best, actually the best season, I think, was season 3. And I think season 4 is going to take it off. I think that's going to be the top season, and every season just keeps getting better and better. And I really look forward to where it's going. I look forward to where Dad's is going. And Big Bang Theory, I know where it's going. It's going to be the same stuff over and over again, but it's funny. And when it stops being funny, I'll stop watching it, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. There's more TV shows out there. Those are just a few that I'm watching. And things that I'm watching leads me to things I'm listening to. And I got some positive feedback from Mize BLT, so I got another band for you right here on Mize BLT. I'll play it and then we'll talk about it. It's the Fratellis. Right here on Mize BLT. I started listening to the Fratellis a couple years ago, and I actually I didn't know at the time when I was listening to them, but if you're a fan of fantasy football, I know a lot of my friends are, the show The League, which is about fantasy football, they do the theme song, which is actually the first song that I played there from the Fratellis. And they had been out for a while, you know, before I had heard them. They're good. I like that type of music. Kind of like an indie rock bastard child of Jet, if you remember Jet from back in the day. I like them a lot. That style of music to me is, it's kind of my roots from when I started listening to like my own music. I was actually raised on country music. It was a sad thing. Then I discovered that there was other music out there, and that's one of the bands that I've grown to like. They have a new album out right now called We Need Medicine, and they are coming off of a hiatus, and they have a new album. And the last song was actually from the new album. So check them out. That's the Fratellis on Mize BLT on the All Out Podcast. And that's going to do it for me. I'm going to wrap things up right now. I've been Heavy J, and this has been the All Out Podcast.
Also, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/allout.